Okay, everybody can hear everybody.
Yes.
What Dave does to start each show, it's funnier now. Drew and I just mercilessly mock him now.
Yes, you do.
Sackles, Ernie. The sackles.
Have we got a special show for you? Not only do we have Ted and Drew here, we also have a special guest, Mr. Man Bear Pig. How you doing, Man Bear?
Oh, I'm doing really, really good. I'm really glad to be here. I'm really excited.
What up, Man Bear?
Hi, guys.
Rocking the Gary Larson jersey. That's awesome, dude.
It's Corey Stringer.
It's actually a Stringer jersey.
All right. Okay, my bad.
Either way, both great.
Different generation, but just as much respect and love.
Yes.
My next guest was Mark Mullaney, but that works too. I love I love Big K. He's an Ohio State guy. Mark, rest in peace, big man.
Yeah, that's sixth grade for me right there.
Wow. The greatness of Mark Mullaney. That is it. You know what? The show cannot fail now that Mullaney made it.
How you doing, Drew?
I love it.
I'm doing well. How's everybody doing? How you feeling, Dave? You sobered up a little bit?
Yeah, I think I'm finally recovering.
It's good to see everyone. It's good to be back. I'm still high off that win, 5-3-1. And I'm even more jacked to have the great, legendary Man Bear Pig on the show today.
Wow.
Last but not least, how you doing, Ted?
Very good. And if Man Bear Pig has named himself after the infamous South Park character, it's going to be a super serial show, you guys.
Yeah, I'm South Park through and through. Love
it. Nice. All right.
Yeah. Cool. Well, Man Bear, to introduce you to everybody that doesn't know, Man Bear is part of our group on Facebook, and he's got multitude of talents. One of them is he's a fine artist. And as you know, I appreciate that greatly. Tell us about your artwork, Man Bear.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, an awful lot like you, I've been painting and drawing since I was, you know, a little kid. Over the years, I've had different art jobs that have kind of got me to kind of hone my own style and my own kind of process. And so what I do is I focus a lot on wildlife. I love animals. I do a lot of pet portraits. I love dogs. You know, that's a big love for me. And so my artwork kind of focuses a lot on that. I've got a Facebook business site, DCG Artist, that any of our awesome members can go check out. And, you know, let me know what they think. You know, it's a real love of mine. I've been painting a lot for a long time. And, you know, it's a lot of fun.
What's your favorite medium?
Well, you know, oil pastels, colored pencil, combination of the two, you know, mixed media. That's really where I excel. What I
like. Okay, cool. Have you ever tried any sports related drawings? A little bit of purple and gold, maybe.
I really haven't. When I was a kid, I would draw a Viking helmet over and over and over again. And get the face mask. Could I get the face mask just right? Could I get the horn just right? You know, could I, you know, get the proportion just right? And you know, I drew so many Viking helmets when I was a kid. I probably do it in my sleep.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Well, this week, my first question for you is, what did you think of that Lions game? We'll be running with the
Lions, Lions. Oh, you know, I love beating down on the Lions. You know, there's a few things. You know, I like being down on the Packers, the Bears. God, I hate the Bears. You know, I mean, the hatred for the Bears will never leave me. I don't care how shitty they are. I will always hate them, and I'll always want to beat them in Soldier Field, and I'll always want them to come here. And you know, I remember the days of the Roller Dome. I remember all the BS with Chicago. I still can't stand them, but you know, beating up on the old Detroit Lions, that's pretty good too. And it was a really impressive performance. I really think that the Vikings are finally looking at their own identity for this season. They're not looking backwards anymore. They're not going, oh well, you know, last season we did this, or last season we did that. Yeah, 13-3. That was a great season. That was a great season. But you know, that was then. This is now. Different season. I mean, a lot of the same teams that we're playing, but all the circumstances are different. You know, our defense might be close to the same because we've got a lot of our returners, you know, our mm-hmm. you know, starters returning, but you know, everybody's having a different situation. You know, Rhodes has been gimpy all year. Sendejo's been gimpy all year. You know, Griffin had his issues. So all of these things add up to a brand new season, brand new team, brand new circumstance. And I think with the Lions, they finally put it together. They're moving forward with this year. I think that's really a positive thing.
Well, I saw, I think it was Courtney Cronin, Drew's favorite reporter.
Tell us about Courtney Cronin.
Had written about how Mike Zimmer has opened up a little bit here lately, talking about how in the first few games, or first five games-ish, the defense wasn't clicking the way it should be. People were scheming against the defense, right? And then how much of a copycat league is, and how his double-A gap has moved on, being used by other teams. And the whole principle is expanding out, but offensive coordinators have studied it, and they're starting to beat it. What has happened in the last five games-ish is he's figuring out ways to change that up and to adjust. And to me, at least, seems to be working, because quarterbacks and offensive lines just don't know where people are coming from. They're overloading sides and then sending up a blitz. Mackenzie Alexander had another one this last week. He may have been played horrible on the back end, but he had another untouched sack. And it's all because they've adjusted, right? And with that adjustment, like you said, they're coming into their own identity right now. And it's a good one. And that should do, I foresee, nothing more than improve as we go on. Now, if we can just marry up a great defensive performance and a great offensive performance in the same game, we've got it made.
Well, why does it take, Ted, let me ask you, Ted, why does it take eight games to adjust?
You know, that's a good question. You got to remember, though, at the beginning of the year, Dalvin Cook was, I think, I still think Dalvin Cook, although everybody said he looks like he's completely healthy, he probably still had a couple things to deal with his knee, and that I think that led to his hamstring injury. I don't think his knee, although physically 100%, I don't think it was in 100% football shape. Those are two different things, and the football shape led a little bit to the hamstring injury. We saw Dalvin Cook really be the Dalvin Cook the first three or four games from last year. You got a new back, you got new receivers. The offensive line was not the solution that it looked to be early on. But, you know, Dave, you talk about Mike Zimmer adjusting the defense. Brian O'Neill looks to be the new right tackle. He wasn't starting early on. And that's I thought he paid huge dividends on Sunday against the Lions. I mean, there's – although, you know, Manbear mentioned all the starters are back now that they signed Tom Jackson after Seattle released him early in the year. There's still new people, and you're still trying to figure things out, and things don't always go as planned. And guys get injured that weren't injured last year, and guys play better this year that didn't play as well last year. And right. Mike Hughes was playing really well, and the Vikings were starting to lean on him, and then he got hurt. And so now right. – Now you got to roll in Jayron Kearse in the heavy nickel, which they hadn't really done because Mike Hughes is playing well. So I think all those things, it takes a while once the team's identity gets formed, if that's a thing, Mm-hmm. And now we're at the point where this is what it is. And if what we saw against Detroit on Sunday is a harbinger of things to come, this is going to be a pretty good football team over the second half of the year.
I would have to vote yes on. I mean, I made that post yesterday about the first four games compared to the last five. I don't know if you've seen it, but some of the numbers were pretty eye-opening. 27 points allowed. We're now allowing 18. Passing yards, we're down to 198 allowed. I mean, we're really trending up. The defense seems to be trending up.
Well, yeah, and right. I think Mike Zimmer was – oh, go ahead, member. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you.
I like the Jalarhorn, you know, analytics very much, you know. We're looking at, you know, the pressure points were ridiculous.
34 this week.
34. That's we're aiming for 20. So, you know, that was fantastic. And then, you know, the other analytic for that we're looking at there was the
Mendoza line.
Mendoza line. You know, we are almost at the Mendoza line. And I guarantee you with the offense, what it's capable of doing now. I mean, I feel pretty good that if we can do what we did, you know, keep it to 17, keep it close to that, we're going to be in good shape. We're going to be in good shape.
And I think Mike Zimmer was a little hesitant to put in a whole bunch of changes or tweak his defense. And I can understand why. I mean, the Vikings had the best defense in the NFL last year. Yes. And they had everybody coming back. And you can see the Buffalo game and you go, well, you know, Everson Griffin's off the field issues probably really affected this team. So let's give it a second. And you can say for Green Bay, well, it's the first game of the year and it's our first real live action. And then the Buffalo game happens. And then you say, well, the Rams, it was a short turnaround, but at some point you have to think it's not working and I've got to do something different. So I can understand Mike Zimmer's reluctance to start to change things. But give him credit that he did change things and make adjustments because former Vikings head coaches, whose names rhyme with Schmesley Hazier, wouldn't make those adjustments. And we, you know, and the Vikings would keep doing the same thing every week and lose in the same painful way every week. So credit to Zimmer realizing, hey, I still have great players that can do great things. I just need to make them. I just need to put them in position to make plays like I haven't been so far. And now he's doing it. It's paying off.
You know, the last 2 weeks, I think what I've been most happiest about defensively is the fact that we're not giving up those huge, mysterious, head-scratching big plays. Remember George Kittle was nailing us on it.
Yeah.
Buffalo had the 80-yard screen with nobody covering him. I think that was in that game or something. Every game, last 2 weeks, we've really been – a lot better with that. I mean, I don't see us getting burned with guys running around in the secondary wide open as much. So I'm happy.
No, and Harris subbing in for Sendejo did an outstanding job.
Right.
And if I could add the boys down at the Stumptown, we found ourselves not turning around and watching the river when we were kicking field goals. Suddenly we realized that we were actually watching kicker. And not, you know.
One in a row. 1 week in a row, Drew.
That's it. Oh, look, I still got it. I got it hanging up. Oh, shit. Yeah, we still have it. But, Man Bear, let me ask you the biggest question of the game. This is the one that everyone's wondering and everyone's asking about, so I have to ask you. It's easily the biggest question that happened in the game. What did you think when Matt Patricia called those timeouts at the end of the game?
You know, I just think that loves pain. What is that? I don't
sit up, man. You're not respecting the process. Sit up straight.
That's right.
I worry about the guy's pencil sticking somebody in the eyeball. You know,
he looked
somebody. So anyway,
those three timeouts are going to sit with me the rest of the season. One of the funniest things I've ever.
I was really proud of the fourth and. That we went for, what was that? Still in the first quarter?
Yeah, still in the first quarter when it was like fourth and two.
That was nice. I like that, you know, trust and taking charge. I like that one a lot.
Good. It did outstanding. Now, since we're going into the bye, we're 5-3-1. We're in good shape. Our next game is a week from Sunday. flexed up to Sunday night against Chicago Bears, which you have to tell us why you don't like them so much. And they're already whining today because they've got a quick turnaround. They've got to go from Sunday night to Thursday morning to play Detroit.
Fucking babies.
Mike Ditka reminds me of every asshole coach I ever hated.
I wondered if it was Ditka.
I just like, oh my God. Anyway.
All right. Next thing we're going to talk about, everybody that's watched has heard and they're curious, what in the world is it? And what we are talking about is the game of Skull. And the game of Skull was invented by Man Bear Pig.
Bow Wow!
Man Bear, do you want to tell us about this fantastic game?
Sure. When did you make this game?
Well, it couldn't happen without the Jollerhorn, first off, you know. The amount of Viking just fandom that we have is pretty great. And you know, I did the fantasy football last year, and really successful. Everybody had a really great season. Got really good feedback from what I was doing. You know, Drew invited me over to do the Jollerhorn, the GFFL. You know, keeper league. We're going to have this thing going for a long time. It's going to be a great league for a long time. And I thought it was really great that we had such a great league, but that's just 10 members, you know.
Right.
It's fun. Members like to follow along and see how it's going, but I mean, it's fantasy football. Everybody kind of either has their own fantasy football thing, or maybe they're not into fantasy football, you know. Maybe they're just into the Vikings, and that's all they're really into. And I was just thinking, everybody needs a game. Everybody needs a game that we can play every week, something, you know, that's easy, something that all our members can play and have an equal shot at. But can be strategic too. If you wanted to really get into it and really, really study it, you know, you could do that too and have a lot of fun either way. And it just kind of came out of an amalgam of a lot of different fantasy games that I'd seen online over the years, you know, from different sites here and there. This one is the only one that I've ever seen that's focused on one team, focused on, you know, one fan base, you know. And, you know, the Viking fans are real passionate fans. They're real hardcore. They've got to be really hardcore fans. Stick with it, you know. And so I know everybody on our site has the knowledge to play the game. And so I was thinking about, you know, all our members, you know.
Okay. Well, explain how it works.
Did it just pop into your head one night sitting on the couch? You looked at Cheryl and went, I have a bitching game. I got to call Drew and tell him about this game.
Kind of. Yeah, kind of. I was just in commissioner mode, you know, right. one night. And I was just thinking about how it would be fun if everybody could play. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of just blurp. It just kind of came out of that. And I said to Cheryl, I said, I need a bitchin' name for this game because I was stumbling on a name. And she says, well, what's that word you guys keep using all the time? And I said, what, you mean Skull? And she goes, yeah. Why don't you do like Game of Thrones, right? But call it like Game, and we both were like Game of Skull. And she's like, yeah. And it was just like, that's how it happened. And then, you know, I ran it by thought about it for a little while and kind of, you know, worked on it, ran it by the Drewster, and he had some input, and we kind of polished it up and kind of figured out how to put it out there so people would be interested, because, you know, it relies on everybody playing to make it really fun. I think the amount of members that we have playing is really makes it fun, and it's a real testament to how successful it's been, I think.
Well, explain how we play it.
Right.
Two players, you pick two Viking players each week. An offensive player, defensive player. You know, you kind of score them very similar to fantasy football, you know. And we kind of dialed in on how the scoring works, and I think that's going really nicely. And, you know, you can only play each player twice. And you have one pick where you can play the player three times, and that's your bonus pick. And, you know, it's going to run through the end of the season, adding up the points as we roll along. Each top two scorers, they win playoff pool squares, which is going to be a pool that's going to run for the, you know, we'll cross our fingers, knocking on wood, the first playoff game of the season. And we got great prizes lined up for that as well. So I don't know if you can see behind me or not, but I got the grand prize of the game.
We want to see prizes, damn it. We want to see prizes.
Got the jersey, got the Dolman signed Dolman jersey right here.
That's mine. Nice. That's
the grand prize. That's what everybody's fighting for right here.
That's beautiful, man.
Took it out just for this occasion there. It's usually tucked away safely. So, we just decided that we needed kick-ass prizes to make sure that everybody was going to play and, you know, be excited to keep playing.
So there's an accumulation of points with a running standings with all the people to play. That's for the Dolman jersey. And then there's another way to win playoff squares, and everybody knows how squares work. Everybody has done squares for Super Bowls at parties or whatever. Same concept, squares with numbers on each side. And throughout the course of the season, this squares board gets filled up with people that get the squares.
Yeah. First place winner gets two squares. Second place gets one square. If they tie, everybody gets squares. So,
okay. So when the squares board gets filled by the end of the regular season, then they will have prizes for the first, second, third quarter, and then the final score.
Yeah. We've got a slate of prizes.
Let's hear it. I want to hear prizes.
Yeah. I'm really excited. First quarter prize,
right,
is a kind of a combination of prizes from your side and my side. I've got this excellent, awesome 920 Viking camo hat.
That's beautiful.
Baseball cap here. Yep. And the winner of this cap is going to receive it adorned with two of the pins provided by the Fat Freddy.
Yeah. Thank you for the plug for my daughter's business.
Yep, that's right, and that's going to be first quarter prize.
So the hat with the two Minneapolis Miracle pins. All right, that's whoever wins the first quarter.
And second, halftime prize is something that we found from a member. Gosh, a couple months ago, posted a company called Soda Stick,
mm-hmm,
like Minnesota Soda Stick. And their merchandise was really kick ass. It was really,
yeah,
really
they do got, great t-shirts.
They've got cool stuff. I've got a couple of their t-shirts.
It was really fun. So I went and I checked that out. And not only did I find, you know, some really great stuff, but I found out that they do a lot of really nice donation stuff too. Some charity work that's really fantastic. And I found out that, you know, that they have worked with John Randall to, you know, put together some stuff charity wise. And he specifically picked a specific charity to work with through Soda Stick. And so what we've decided to do is have the halftime score prize be one of John Randall's Screamin' T-shirts.
That's fantastic.
That we saw. It's pretty vicious.
And part of that goes to the St. David's, right?
Yeah, that's right. St. David's is, maybe some of our members that are local to the Twin Cities probably know St. David's and, you know, the work they do with, you know, disabled children and autistic children. 10% of the proceeds of each shirt that they sell, you know, goes, you know, through them for John Randall, that he handpicked them as
excellent.
Yeah. So I looked at the female, you know, the girl's version of that, and I just kind of thought that it was a little kind of intense for gals. So I thought that if one of our female, you know, Jollerhorn members won, we would, you know, certainly if that's the shirt that they wanted, by all means, you know. But there's also the Captain Kirk kind of Star Trek design that I thought was really awesome
too. And that one is made in the woman's style shirt. So we're going to, you know, it's optional on that prize. You can either pick the Randall or the other one. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And they both have the women's fit. Yes.
Right. So good cause, good prize, halftime. Okay. You know, So by this time, everybody's looking at their squares and everybody's, you know, partially, maybe totally, you know, drunk at this point. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, more prizes are rolling along. We got third quarter. And again, another prize that I saw posted by a member 6 months ago. And I don't remember the member. I'd love to give you credit for it. But they talked about the Skull Vikings.
Yeah, so baby.
Talking Skull Blend.
Get it.
From Caribou Coffee.
Caribou Coffee, local.
Yeah, there you go.
They do the Skull Coffee. So you're going to get some coffee. But, you know, not just coffee. That's something you got to go have something to go with. Remember, some of you might remember last year we did the Valhalla Skull for the MVP award for the Fantasy Football League. Well, this year it's the Valhalla Mug. So can you see that? There we go. You're going to get this
big nice
Valhalla. So the mug goes with the coffee for the third quarter.
Coffee combo for third quarter. This guy's got he's got some stainless steel on the inside, so he can be hot and cold. He's gonna be insulated. So, you know,
like our offense.
That's bad.
Third quarter.
Just don't fumble the cup.
What?
I was looking up Caribou today. Did you all know its headquarters out of Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and they're the first major coffee company in the United States to be 100% Rainforest Alliance certified. So,
that's tremendous, baby! Yeah, Rainforest certified.
They do sustainable forest stuff. They do water conservation stuff. So they're on the cutting edge of a lot of conservation, and so that's great. You know, I think
good ag. Gotta love it.
The better. So,
okay, what's the final score prize?
All right, so final score. It's not fourth quarter. We talked about it's not fourth quarter. It's final score.
Right. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, final score, not fourth quarter.
Absolutely. So, you know, the grand prize, the jersey, you know, really harkens back to one of the sweet years for me as a Viking fan was 1987. That was really meaningful for me. I was 17 years old, senior in high school. You know, it was just this magical run in through the playoffs. You know, Chris Dolman, you know, Keith Millard, all these guys just, you know, having this magical time. And on offense, who was it? You know, who was it that was dazzling us?
DJ Dozier.
Yeah, it was DJ Dozier. A good guess though. No, it wasn't DJ Dozier.
The guy who wore this in college.
It wasn't Darren Nelson. That's right. It wasn't Wade Wilson, right? It wasn't any of those guys.
Anthony Carter.
That's right.
Mamau.
Anthony Carter was, you know, my very, very first Viking that blew my mind was Ahmad Rashad. You know, after he, you know, won that game against Cleveland, he was my idol. And, Anthony Carter kind of took that to the next step for me, especially that run through the playoffs was pretty amazing. So,
it was crazy.
Especially that San Francisco game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and so that's kind of where the final score prize comes from. Now, I got it right here on the wall, and it's – can you guys see that? We've got ourselves a an Anthony Carter signed photo.
Freaking awesome, dude.
From that game. It's from the 87 49er.
That playoff. Is cool. That's very cool.
16-point underdogs, and we win by 12.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was there.
And the Browns' final, you know, the comeback against the Browns, I think that was 1980.
Yes.
Those are the games of the 80s. Those two right there were the
– Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And so I know there's going to be some members that are going to really, really want this.
Man, you got great prizes, dude.
It was framed by me personally. Some of you may not know, I work at a frame shop, art gallery, so I have the, you know, the ability.
Cool, dude.
The skills, baby, the skills.
And so, you know, it's framed in, you know, 100% acid-free mats. It's got a really cool faux AstroTurf mat underneath it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's got all the bells and whistles. It'll be really, really well protected for a long, long time. And I think it's a great fourth quarter grand prize for the pool.
Let me tell you, dude, you do not scrimp on prizes. How about those prizes, Ted?
Fantastic. I want the Dolman jersey is cool. I'm not saying it's not, but I want that coffee mug and that skull coffee. That coffee mug looks very cool.
Right on. That's right on.
And I'm a big fan of Anthony Carter, one of my all-time favorite players. Yeah, but sure. I really want that mug.
Yeah. You know what's kind of cool is we have all these great prizes, and the game of skull itself for the initial season was a free buy-in. Nobody had to pay to play this game, which will probably be a lot different next year. But the fact that you still came up with these incredibly awesome prizes on a free buy-in game just shows that you are a pretty awesome dude, Man Bear Pig. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I know that you helped a little. I helped a little. We got some help from some folks and some, you know, fancy philanthropist types came in and kind of swooped in and was like, oh, we're going to finance this thing. So,
well, you know what? That's the cool thing about the group. I mean, we have a group, a Facebook group. We're fans, and there's a lot of Facebook groups that are fans of teams, but ours has figured out a way to build friendships and get to know each other. And I think that's why the Gjallarhorn stands out to me as being a little bit more. I mean, look at the game of Skull, the fantasy football. We have, you know, it just seems everybody's like interactive with each other. And you're a big part of bringing everybody together. I mean, look at how all the talk has picked up since the game of Skull's going. There's a bunch of conversations now about it, and I think it's great. The work you put in is really great.
I think it's been a lot of fun. I think people have received it really well. I've gotten to know everybody on the site really well. You know, have conversations with almost all of them now. Privately. So it's been really fun. It's been a lot of fun. It's been super successful. I was hoping that maybe 10 or 11 people would be playing, you know, and we've had, you know, geez, almost everybody. And it's been
I remember back in June, we were talking on the phone when you were explaining this game to me. It was before June maybe. And we had said, we'd thrown numbers back and forth, and you asked me what would be successful. I said, if we can get like between 10 and 15, and you were saying, man, if we got 15 people to play this, and we had 27, and it's going strong right now. There's 27 to first year. Yeah, so yeah,
it's been really great. I wanted to give a special shout out to Denver Sox fan for the great idea of having a preseason game of Skull. Because we worked out a bunch of like, you know, kinks and a bunch of like things to make it run really, really smooth during regular season. So I didn't even think of doing that. And that was a great idea. So
that was a great idea.
Thanks to him. Yeah. Yeah. And just thanks to everybody for playing. It's just been a blast.
It has been. I love it, dude. Even though I suck at it, I love it.
Yeah. It's indiscriminatory. You can be, football head and do lousy because whoever you chose that week decided not to play or something, but you could be anybody and lead the league, you know, just by, hey, I'm picking this guy this week instead of next week, and boom, like Danielle Hunter this last week. He scored more points for a defender than most offensive guys score.
Yeah, it was amazing. I almost went with Harrison Smith. At the last minute, I decided to change up, went with Hunter, and, you know, The members that chose him were rewarded
nicely.
I think that's what's so unique about the game. When you first told me about it, you said everybody picks an offensive and a defensive player, and then we add their points up, much like fantasy football, and we keep a running score every week, and there'll be weekly winners and squares. And I was thinking, well, that's just like fantasy football. And then when you said there's a limitation on how many times you can use each guy, I said, meow, meow. Now we're talking. Now we're talking a game, baby.
Strategic.
Oh, yeah. It's totally strategic. The way he thought up only, you know, and then he came up with the idea you get one bonus play, and it's just beautiful. The whole concept of the game is beautiful, man. I love it.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. Like I said, couldn't do it without all the members, you know, playing.
Yeah. Hey, what about that? I've been hearing that there's some kind of live show coming up in 3 weeks for the team from Wisconsin. What's going on with that?
Yep. You're rolling. You're rolling. my direction. You're coming from Sacramento out here to Stumptown.
We're
deep in Sonoma County out here.
Live show, baby.
Yeah, we're gonna do a live show. We're gonna do a live show from Stumptown Brewery. Packers, Vikings, what did I say? TTFW.
They're never gonna let us back in that place after we have a show there. You know that, right?
No, it's gonna be a blast. We're gonna harass everybody. We're gonna be making drinks for people. It's gonna be insane.
We need to fly Ted Glover out for that game.
Yeah. It probably won't happen.
Yeah, we're gonna go make some sackles, baby.
Hey, that's the newest metric we're tracking.
That's I don't know the date, but I'm looking forward to doing that show with you, Man Bear. We're all set up. We're gonna have a roaming camera so we can harass people at the bar.
Yeah, they're ready.
It's gonna be live. It's gonna be, and hopefully we plan on doing this every year, right? I mean,
it would be fantastic if we could make it like a Jollerhorn tradition.
Always the home game against the team from Wisconsin. That's what we'll call it.
Yep, we'll call it that.
We'll come up with a better name.
It'll happen.
I'm looking forward to doing that. 3 weeks. I'll start sleeping now, so I'm ready for it.
There's one more thing I want to briefly touch, and that is Jollerhorn Fantasy Football. And for those that aren't interested, just skip real quick. But tell us about where GFFL stands right now.
Oh, we're in good. I'll tell you where it stands for me right now is I'm going to have to take you down this weekend.
Well, it should be easy because I'm sucked.
Yeah, Dave's got a terrible team. Let's just get it out there.
We got a lot of good members. Got a lot of football knowledge out there. We've got a couple guys. Greg Smith and his more than a Thielen is pretty dominant. He's pretty dominant. Steven
England has a hell of a team.
He sure does.
His bench can beat my starters. I mean, it's ridiculous, dude.
Come hell or high water, it's probably one of my favorite names, one of my other favorite names is Dalvin and the Chipmunks, and Ruby.
Woo!
Ruby's up. Yep, she's up with the leaders now in the division. So a lot of stuff happened this week.
Yeah, she just whooped my ass this last year.
Did you know Ruby is in first place in the GFFL, and she's also in first place in the Goodfellas League, which we, another league me and Manbear are both in.
Yeah.
She's in first in both of them.
She leapfrogged me this week in Goodfellas, so I hope that feels good.
Well, great. Well, I want to wrap this up. It's been great having you. Have you got any last few things you want to say?
No, I just want to remind everybody to, keep playing Game of Skull and keep cheering really hard for the Vikings, we're going to have this bye week game. If you, if you score in the top five, you're going to get a playoff pool. And the more playoff pools squares you get, the more of this great stuff you're going to be able to get a chance to win. So keep playing. Each week is going to be it's a brand new game as far as the playoff pool is concerned. So no reason not to keep playing. It's going to keep rolling along, and it's going to just keep getting more and more crazy. The less and less choices you have for who you're going to play, it's going to get really crazy. And I'm just really excited to see how it all works out.
How many wins for the Vikings? Where do we end up regular season? I got to hear it from you. I need your prediction. I need a prediction from the pig.
I think we're on a roll right now. I think I'm feeling really good. I was really critical of Kirk Cousins, and he's really impressed me a lot. I'd like to see better pocket awareness from him. Just as far as feeling that backside pressure and being able to make that throw and get rid of that ball. But I'm really happy with him. I'm really happy we kept Latavius Murray because I think that Dalvin Cook is I think he'd be better off in a china shop somewhere than on a football field, but that's still yet to be seen. I hope he can stay healthy.
Yeah, that's harsh. That is harsh.
Well,
man.
I'm really glad we've got Latavius right now.
So you talk. Can we go 12-3-1? Run the table.
Yeah, we could.
Okay, good. That's what I want to hear.
We could. I think that could be a realistic possibility.
Ooh, that would be something. And boy, would we have momentum going into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's funny when you have expectations that are really, really high it makes it hard to move on to this season. And I think that we're doing that now. I think we've moved past last season. We've moved past the playoffs. You know, the miracle, we moved past that. Now we're here where we are now. And I think that that's just going to be a really healthy thing for this team moving forward. We know the offense is doing its thing. We know the defense is now doing its thing. When those two pieces come together and Bailey actually, you know, making kicks, you know what? All of a sudden we get everything firing on all the cylinders. You know, this is a really, really, really good team.
Who's this, Man Bear?
Is that Jimmy?
Okay, that's your test for the day. I had to test you.
That's my boy.
Good job, baby. Good job.
Yeah, if you didn't recognize that guy, you're
really awesome having you on here, dude. I've had a great time visiting with you, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate being part of the Jaller Horn.
You come up with, it's not just Game of Skull. All the games you come up with. Remember in the 70s, we'd watch Tattletales and The Price is Right and Match Game? Remember Match Game? And at the end, they'd say, it's a Mark Goodman, Bill Todman production. You can take Mark Goodman out. Put Man Bear Pig and Bill Todman production.
Thank you. Well, thank you. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be Guy Smiley from
Sesame Street. Yeah.
I wanted to be Snake Plissken.
Drew, what have you got to say?
I say, meow, meow, Man Bear Cow.
Ted, what have you got?
See you guys this week.
Go, everybody.